Good morning. My guest this morning is Larry Williams from the Spreckles Theater Company. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Roland. Good to see you.
So, 1776 by Peter Stone. That's an historic play.
Yes, it is.
Talk about it.
Well, it's about how they came about signing the Declaration of Independence and what muscle work it took to get that to happen. It matches what's going on in the world today as far as politics and, you know, trying to get two sides to agree on one thing. It's very interesting.
But no crazy people in it, Iowa.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely.
Good. We need them everywhere.
We're drawing parallels all over the place here. We are repeating ourselves in history, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. How large a show is this?
Well, we have 25 cast members.
Wow.
22 of them are men. So, and you can imagine in Sonoma County trying to find 22 gentlemen to do a show. That's unheard of. That's one of those things
really,
where you have to reach out quite a ways to get 22 men to do a show.
How many equity members among this crowd?
None. Yes.
Wow.
So there's a big challenge there.
Yes,
too.
Really.
Mm-hmm. We have basically 90% of Sonoma County's male talent in this show. You know, if you think about it, I started looking at the cast and I go, oh my goodness, I see all these faces from Sonoma County. It's unbelievable.
Well, considering the success and really notoriety of Hamilton, this seems like a really timely show to put on the board.
It comes in at a great time to go with that excitement that goes with Hamilton. It's a little different as far as, you know, there isn't much hip-hop in there. I thought of throwing something in just to keep it, you know, keep it alive there. But no, it's the music is classic. I don't know if you're familiar with the music, but it has a lot of timeless numbers that people remember. And, you know, it's an old-style musical with a lot of men arguing about independence.
And singing as well.
And singing, yes. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you being the director, I can ask you if you have you directed a show of this size and complexity before?
This is one of the bigger ones. I have directed a few shows. One was the Buddy Holly story at Sixth Street, which had a pretty sizable cast. And, you know, that involved a live band and was a little different. And then I also directed a melodrama and vaudeville, which combined music, and it was a fairly large cast too. So it's not all new, but to have this many men and to have this many egos is definitely a different challenge.
I'll bet. Wow. This was originally on Broadway quite a while back,
1969,
right?
I believe, was when it first came out. Yes. It was fairly successful at the time that it did come out, and then it became a movie in 1972 with a lot of the same cast members that started the musical.
Any notable folk?
Trying to think of names. I can't think of the character's name. But there are a couple people that you would recognize. I think it's William Daniels who played the father, or who played James Adams. John Adams, who also became the father in The Graduate. He was in a TV show for a long period of time. William Daniels is his name. He was John Adams. But it was interesting because the one person who played a small role in that show was Lee of Virginia. He won a Tony for his role in the show, and all he did in the show was sing a song. And of course, this is one of the most uplifting songs in the show. But basically, he has like 8 or 10 lines of dialogue. This incredible number, and he won a Tony.
And he won
year.
A Tony.
Yeah,
right.
It's pretty amazing.
Larry, thanks for coming in
and
telling us about this show. Let's tell people once again: this is 1776, book by Peter Stone. It opens at the Spreckles Theater Company on February 10th, playing through February 26th. Not a long run, so
no, 3 weekends, and there is a President's Day weekend special. I believe that kids 12 and under are free that weekend, so you might want to bring your kids at that time.
Okay.
Something to look at.
For information, 588-3400. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti, NKRCB, for Sonoma Spotlight.